So anyway, going back, so Rinpoche, benefited so much in just in this organization. Beginning with me, Tuchila, and they took all the, therefore the sets of my color. I think maybe maybe 17, I think. They set the initiation for Makala, so I took it to Shita Tamsala. So that's my first connection. So starting from Eden, many parts of the world, the centers, beginning to get teachings, see, London, and very, very cooling, when you feel so hot. So hot. As I recent times in the United States, different places so hot. Unbelievable. Never happened before. Anyway, so like cool air, very cool air conditioner or something, cool air. Some air, suddenly everyone come very cool, very happy, you see, pleasant. So anyway, so mind hot, mind so hot of delusion, see. Hot delusions, so they very hot delusions, so life became very hot, life became, some suffering, so heavy, some suffering. So then, Madam British Lamrim teaching, nectar, cooling down, you see, the fire of delusion, you see, of those superstitious thoughts, you see. Anyway, and then, on that basis, we see taming the mind with by the teaching of Lamrim, and then that planting the seed of the four kayas, making the mind wrap on the path, the tenth path, and planting seed, making arrangement of the mind, building potential trees with the four cars, things like that. So in the background initiation, the commentary, things like that. So anyway, so they were, so Rinpoche talked many times. He pointed already teacher to guide, to teach him. So the expert of Jume, was it Jume or Jute? Huh? Jume or Jute? Jute? Jume? Jute or Jume? So Jute, who is now a recent teacher, fortunately, so we have to say, we have to receive this Sarame, especially from Baksa, and Jim, the expert of Jute, and special reputation. Reputation, firmness in the monasteries, in the Jute monasteries, Sarame, in those large monasteries, whose firmness is, the good-hearted, Samsangpo, good-hearted, humbleness, good-hearted. Besides the, good understanding, Dharma, knowledge, all that things, but the most important quality, or what he's famous, good-hearted, very kind, very tender, very opened, very opened heart, and good heart. So I've been doing a lot of teachings there. This Grace Lama Center in Washington, which is all many times mentioned, a chosen guru and things like that, also who look after a guide, So anyway, to reconnect soon, you see, and to guide this world that has so that. So as soon as Dinzi Rinpoche asked the Dalai Lama requested, and Krishna answered that to recite, many times possible, the Aya Sangha Sutra, the Aya Madhushya Sangati, these texts. So that, I think, to make stupa, right? Oh, there was another one. Besides that, there's another one. I think I've forgotten. other to my stupa or something. He says, yeah, to my stupa as possible. So as far as stupa, there have been different discussions. So however, when I was out in India, by doing divination, my Mickey Mouse divination, and that it came out that to be a very large stupa. Oh, so I think maybe probably from here. Probably from here up there, I think. Maybe a little less. From here up to the roof, maybe. Something like that. So build on the roof, which there's not enough room, you know, enough space. So recently, so anyway, there were discussions, anyway, different views. So Galen Butche, he advised, he said to follow what I mentioned at the beginning, to build that one, and, you know, besides that, the stupa. So that is it. When I was there, extremely devoted to the Singapore, you know, disciple there, so he was very happy to build all that stupa. So my idea is that maybe the stupa in Tibet, then maybe the students could, you know, from different parts of the world, students could quite merit to, you know, they could vision to build a stupa in Tibet. I think maybe probably there might be other stupa, you know, the outside, you know, but perhaps maybe maybe they like to have stupa inside the temple, probably. So the currency, how much could cost, depends on size and depends on material, of course, so that how much gold and silver use, it meant that. So I think that one, I thought, you know, good like that. The one in South India, this student, he was very happy to do that. So anyway, so therefore, to especially where very much have been, you know, taught, so then the to do Madhusha Sangha, the people gather, you know, the center, and do, or can do individually, but if you do it in group, it's more power. Gautama Geshe, I don't remember which one, but in the Gautama Geshe's teachings explained that, you know, if you do prayer at your house, in your room, alone, and doing prayer together in a group, there are 100 times more power if you do it in a group. So if you're doing prayer for success, projects, or for healing, or, you know, so it's more power. It has more weight, you know. So therefore I thought to loom of the, you know, Mother Chair Sankti, those who haven't received. So see then by receiving loom, it has more power, more effect, more beneficial to your mental continuum, and also when you recite for others, explain to others, it has a greater effect. It's more beneficial. That, or then of course, since the teaching of the Buddha, since it is the teaching of the Buddha, each word brings you to each word. When you listen to Dharma, each word brings you to liberation. The total cessation of all the oceans of samsara suffering and causes, and each word brings you to full enlightenment, the realization of all the mistakes of mind, all the defilements, and the completion of all the qualities. So, what each word, when you listen to Dharma, what each word does to the listener, to oneself, is like that. So, receives the benefit which you get is when you listen to Dharma from each word, it's like skies of benefit. Skies of benefit you get. So what happens to you? What advantage you get, or what happens to you from each word listening? So that's what happens. How you achieve total liberation from the whole entire samsara by exercising path, you see. So this word does cause to achieve all these realizations, path to liberation. And then all this minor path, including the path to achieve the unification of the different, you know. But that is the that so when we listen to teachings, looms and commentaries, so good to think. So each word liberates me from the oceans of samsara sufferings. So each word is unbelievable, precious. Wishful feeling. It's my wishful feeling, each word of Dharma that I listen to. So then, you know, you achieve all this, as I mentioned before, all this happiness, all this, you know, liberation from samsara, full enlightenment. So that helps to realize, to discover how each word is so precious, and make sure to listen, to pay attention, to not miss out. So, you know, that. So I saw in the text, lung is something that you hear the words and able to plant seed in your mental continuum. That's the lung. All transmission, see. By hearing words, then leaves plant seed, you know, plant a positive imprint, you know, seed for realization, the path to liberation, enlightenment, as I mentioned before, see. So I guess from that you have to hear the words clear, I think. My guess is, can't say, like that, you know. Can't, that would be difficult to leave positive imprint. The path, except that person is some, enlightened being, no question, but is a great Buddhist of all, yogi or something like that, you see. Who has achieved clear light, illicit body unification, then maybe, maybe that's benefit, you know, purification, receiving blessing. But otherwise, so I think you have to hear each word, you know, to be able to plant seed in your mental continuum.